Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Without an effective approach, the Rohingya crisis will continue unabated. News. More than 500 people are feared dead after two boats carrying mostly Rohingya refugees reportedly capsized off the coast of Myanmar. According to the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, the vessels departed from Rakhine State in late June, with one carrying around 250 passengers and the other approximately 280. Severe monsoon weather is believed to have contributed to the tragedy. The disaster highlights the ongoing humanitarian crisis facing the Rohingya, many of whom remain stranded in overcrowded refugee camps in Bangladesh without safe prospects for repatriation. The UN has called for stronger search and rescue operations, greater access to asylum, and intensified efforts to combat human smuggling and trafficking networks. The year 2025 has become the deadliest on record for Rohingya attempting dangerous sea crossings. Source: aljazeera.com. Comment. The recent report of another Rohingya boat disaster in the Andaman Sea is a painful reminder that this crisis is far from over. Once again, families fleeing persecution have been forced onto dangerous waters in search of safety, only to face death, disappearance, or prolonged suffering. This latest tragedy is not an isolated incident. For years, hundreds and sometimes thousands have perished while fleeing persecution, while millions of others continue to languish in overcrowded refugee camps with little hope of a safe future. The world is witnessing the same humanitarian catastrophe unfold again and again. The root cause remains unchanged: the systematic persecution, mass killings, and forced displacement carried out by Myanmar's military alongside violence perpetrated by extremist Buddhist groups against the Rohingya. As long as these conditions persist, desperate people will continue to risk their lives at sea. Equally troubling is the absence of a serious and coordinated response from the Muslim world. Expressions of concern and repeated condemnations have done little to alter the reality on the ground. A crisis of this magnitude requires stronger political action, including sustained diplomatic pressure, coordinated sanctions, or diplomatic measures where appropriate, greater humanitarian commitments, and a unified strategy to protect vulnerable civilians and pursue accountability. Without meaningful collective action, the Rohingya will remain trapped between persecution at home and death at sea. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdullah Aswar. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.